the following statement is delivered on
behalf of 14 members of the Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action and World Bank as an observer. You understand that the coordinating such a statement was not an easy undertaking, and we will slightly exceed the established limit. Madam President, the international community is witnessing an unprecedented level of flagrant disregard of international humanitarian law and the use of weapons prohibited under international conventions, such as the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. The humanitarian implications of this are far reaching. Since the adoption in 1980, the Convention has been an important instrument through which high contracting parties have acknowledged the responsibility to protect civilians and field personnel from the indiscriminate harm caused by conventional weapons. The Fifth Review Conference is an opportune moment, in our view, to discuss how to meet today's challenges. Distinguished delegates, the United Nations welcomes the agenda of the Review Conference. The United Nations departments and agencies, members of the coordination group, reiterate their support to ongoing efforts to advance practical measures to implement Protocol 5 on explosive remnants of war. In this regard, we welcome the decision to hold a workshop next year or on Article 4 relating to recording, retaining and transmission of information on used and abandoned explosive ordnance. The United Nations recognizes that the use of IEDs is a complex and multifaceted issue requiring action at multiple levels. The CCW and its amended Protocol 2 play a key role in examining the impact of these deadly devices. In our view, Protocol 2 should continue to provide a forum for exchange of available knowledge and information among states and other actors. We support the points raised in the draft declaration on IEDs, in particular on continuing information exchange within the framework of the Convention on measures and best practices. The implementation of awareness and risk education campaigns for communities affected by IEDs remain a priority for the United Nations. Only one example: in Syria, Myanmar, Lake Chad Basin, and other countries, UNICEF alone supports national authorities and partners to develop and integrate IED risk education messages into their campaigns. The United Nations Interagency Coordination Group is concerned that the current provision of CCW and the protocols do not sufficiently address the issue of mines and other than anti-personnel mines. MOTAPAM continue to cause death and injury. In some cases, these are in a rate greater than anti-personnel mines. For example, in South Sudan, between 2014 and 16, 86% of recorded mine casualties were caused by anti-vehicle mines. Existing rules of international humanitarian law provide only minimum restriction on the use of MOTAPAM. The United Nations entities would like to encourage high contracting parties to take measured action regarding anti-vehicle mines so as to limit their humanitarian and social economic impact. Madam Chairperson, compliance forms the foundation of trust in every instrument of international humanitarian law. We encourage high contracting parties to uphold their reporting obligations pursuant to paragraph 5 of the Declaration on Compliance as a means to strengthen respect for the Convention and its protocols. Madam Chair, we will issue the joint statement in full because I read expert immediately after this meeting, but allow me to say a few words in my capacity of Head of Office for Rule of Law and Security Institutions in the Department of Peacekeeping Operations, which includes mine action, police, justice and corrections, DDR, security sector reform and other issues. Many of the salient points that have been raised by delegations this afternoon resonate with the priorities of the Department of Peacekeeping Operations. Most of our field missions operate in extremely difficult circumstances. We continue to strive towards making peacekeeping more flexible, modern, and performance-driven tool to address an increasing array of challenges and threats. The use of new technologies and unavoidably in the end intelligence will play an important role in this regard. Enhancing the rule governing protection of civilians through the CCW and other areas of international humanitarian law is a vital element in our action. Altogether, the protection of our civilians has become and actually mandated to be by the Security Council as a major element in every big United Nations peace operations, from Congo, Central African Republic, and Mali to South Sudan. In the area of improvised explosive devices, threat mitigation is an important area of UNMAS activity. UNMAS provides expert assistance and comprehensive support to the whole UN system, as well as regional arrangements such as the African Union and individually affected countries. UNMAS key activities already include production of DPKO DFS guidelines on IED threat mitigation, initiation of improvised explosive device disposal standard development, publication of the IED lexicon, the first of its kind for civilian use, creation of an online IED hub, and finally, but most importantly, UNMAS is very actively involved in training thousands of UN staff, uniform and civilians, host government national security services, humanitarian workers in IED recognition, reporting, awareness, and protection. And it is done in the many countries we operate, from Mali to Somalia to Mosul. Combining effectiveness, innovating, and quick decisive action has been the hallmark of the United Nations Mine Action Service, which has become an indispensable partner in the DPKO DFS family for over 20 years. UNMAS has been spearheading peacekeeping and humanitarian activities on the ground while serving as a steadfast advocate of international norms. Over the last 3 years, this remarkable professionalism and dedication have received special awards of the Secretary General. Echoing his words, which were announced today by the Director General, we trust that the Fifth Review Conference will affirm the necessity for all to comply with international humanitarian and human rights law. Thank you, Madam President.